Welcome to this short interview from Stockbox with Paul Johnson of Power Metal Resources. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mark.
And how are you today?
Oh, absolutely fine, thank you. It was good to see the Power Metal share price increasing.
Yes.
For many companies on the market, that is a phenomenon that's not happened in the last month or so. So it's good to see it start its upward track today.
Yes, that's a nice sight for sore eyes this morning. That is, it's very looking very nice. So we spoke on the Market Musings, maybe it's a week ago or something, and you mentioned towards the end of the chat that you were hoping to make some announcements on new opportunities that you didn't want to miss out on. So I see the RNS this morning. Is this one such opportunity?
Yes, it is one out of the pipeline, as it were, that we've been working on for a little while. Mm-hmm. And we're delighted to actually get the announcement out to market.
Okay. It's interesting that that most companies in this time seem to be going for the nearest rock and hunkering down, but obviously that's not the case. So what is it that really, you know, it attracted you to this project?
Okay. Well, as a business, we've promised that we would keep pushing hard, no matter what the circumstances, and the events in the world in the last few months have been quite unique and devastating for many companies, businesses, so we felt there would be a number of opportunities emerge and we needed to keep going. I'm working out of the front room at the moment. I'm not in the office, but it's been an incredibly busy time. For POW shareholders and for any investors looking at the company, I'd like to make one point, and that's that director options in our business are set at 1 pence a share, which is around three or four times the current share price. But they only activate when our share price trades in excess of 1.5 pence for 5 VWAP days, volume-weighted average price days. Now, what that means is that, yeah, technically we're aligned with shareholders because for us to benefit from, we have to see the share price rise 5 times from where it is at the moment before our options activate. And I think it's for us to achieve that in our market, we have to do some special things. We have to do good deals on new interests. We have to take our existing projects and really drive them forward in a unique way. And by unique, I mean we have to push them forward aggressively without piling in cash and burning away all our resources. So this deal today gave us access to something we've been tracking for a while. And the Ditto project at Kavango has been the subject of lots of work by Kavango over the last year or so. It's one of three of their project interests. We think it's highly attractive. It's focused on carbonatites at the moment, and it's an area of work that we have through POW and through our team at POW, a lot of technical know-how internally and also through our contact base. So we think we have good technical know-how to take the project forward. We also think this is the type and style of a project that would attract commercial deals and could interest third parties. And the commercialization angle of this is something that we're looking at as well. So delighted to be working with Kavango, looking forward to pushing this project forward. The specifics of our technical interpretation of what's there or might be there and the commercialization avenues is something that we've got to work on, and the announcements will flow to market over the coming weeks and months. The initial period, of course, Mark, is due diligence related. That is disrupted a little bit because of the COVID-19 situation. Mm-hmm. And Botswana is on a 28-day lockdown now till the end of April. So operationally in country, from an exploration perspective, there won't be that much happening. But we're doing an awful lot of preparatory work, as it were, in the meantime, as part of the due diligence process and to increase our understanding of the project.
Okay, so effectively what you're saying is that you're driven by those 1.5p options, and that's driving you to look for these opportunities to help to build the company so that you can realise that value and in turn shareholders as well.
Yeah, but because when I first got involved with Metal Tiger in 2014, our share price at the start was 0.5, and we ended up 2 years later with a share price of 6.5, and it was an increase of 12 or 13 times whatever again, well, more than that potentially, against what we started out with. And as I learned with Metal Tiger and other companies I've been involved with, you don't actually achieve a great deal unless you're exceptionally lucky by standing still and not doing very much. The market, the investors, shareholders need to see activity. They need to see things being done. They need to see you being relatively bold, perhaps when the rest of the market isn't. And they will see that with Power Metal Resources. They'll see that drive and that determination. I want the share price up as high as I can get it, because when you actually see an increase in volume in your stock and you see an increase in share price, it provides you with the fuel to do what you need to do operationally within your existing projects and also in the acquisition of new opportunities. What we've done with this particular acquisition is that we have taken the two-pronged approach that I've taken on other Power Metal interests, where we have a financial interest in the ultimate holding company, which at the moment is Kvango, and we've participated with a £38,000 contribution toward the CLN, convertible loan note facility, which upon conversion converts into Kvango shares at 0.8 pence, warrants at 1 pence, and top-up warrants if you convert your initial warrants within 1 year at 2.5 pence. So we've got a nice financial exposure there. And then we've got the effectively 51% interest if we decide to go ahead with this acquisition post due diligence in the Dittau project. So it's that dual combination of financial interest together with operational interest that has worked so well in other companies I've been involved with, particularly Metal Tiger, is working incredibly well on our interest in Power Metal Resources, because our other interest in Botswana with Kalahari Key Mineral Exploration is done on the same basis, with a corporate interest and then a project earning interest. Same thing with Katoro Gold, where we have a company interest, and we also have a project level interest in their Haneti polymetallic project in Tanzania. So same model, same formulaic approach, and pushing the business forward aggressively.
Okay, and on the due diligence then, when would you expect that to be completed so shareholders can watch out for that?
Okay, well, the work is literally ongoing, underway. We've had to be a little bit flexible with timings and deadlines and so on because of the disruption caused by COVID-19. So we've actually put in a condition into the agreement, Kvango and ourselves, that says that the due diligence period ends 30 days from the ending of travel and operational restrictions affecting our ability to do effectively site-based due diligence if we need to do that, with a long stop date of 1st of September 2020. So this can't drag on forever, in other words. We'd like to get everything done efficiently. We like to not hang around unless there's a reason to do so. So as soon as we can get further updates to market on what's happening, and as soon as we can get to a position where we can say, yes, we want to go ahead, that would be fantastic for us.
And are there certain elements of the due diligence that you can work on now on the desktop side of things?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely oodles of information that we can work on. And we will be working on with Kvango. Most of the value generative work in the exploration environment is not done on the drill programs or on the ground exploration. Most of it is done in the preparation, the detailed review of the historical work, the setting out of proper operational work programs, the management of budgets and costings, and making sure you're in a strong position. I don't want us in our business to embark on any ground operational activity until we're robust in our theories. We've got a real operational plan. We've got everything embedded into a strategic approach in the business, so that we really are in a strong position in everything that we do. We've got a variety of interests in power at the moment, crossing a number of different projects, and we're making sure that we're allocating our working capital in the most efficient and effective way, protecting it where we can, yet being as aggressive as possible. And as I said before, that's the only way that shareholders and other investors will retain the confidence or gain the confidence in this business sufficient to enable them to press that buy button, which is what we need. We need volume, we need interest engagement, we need people to be optimistic as we are that we can drive the value of this company significantly higher and change lives. You know, the that's the most important thing in our business. Look, there's a lot of interest in entertainment value in investing in small caps, Mark. But the thing that people do it for primarily, ultimately, is to make a return, whether that's a return to enable them to buy a car or buy, you know, go on a nice holiday somewhere, put extra cash in the bank, or whether they want to make a dramatic return that can be life-changing for them. It's my job to facilitate that. And if people put money into my company, I will work relentlessly to give them that return. And that's what I've done before, and that's what I'm doing again with Power Metal Resources.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm sure investors will be pleased to hear that. Just finally then, before we finish this interview, are you fairly happy generally with how things are going with POW and the current situation?
Yeah. Well, the COVID-19 situation has affected, I think, almost all companies in terms of the mineral resource space, particularly the juniors. And there's been a hit to confidence and a hit to share prices and so on. fortuitously, from our perspective, we haven't had much ground operational stuff affected because a lot of our work is in that desktop office-based phase. So we've been able to crack on and push things forward. It's increased our workload, probably because there's far more things available that could be done because of market conditions that perhaps 2 months ago would not have been possible for us. So we're working hard to build, you know, to look at pipelines, new opportunities, whilst also making sure that each of our existing interests pushes forward. Okay. And you know, we're a company that's in a good position financially. We don't have any debt, you know, and many companies in our market at the moment are struggling financially, and it's a great shame for those companies in that situation. But we're very confident, very positive. My only thing at the moment is that I really feel aggrieved about, in a kind of positive way, is that I think our market valuation, our price, our volumes of trading need to increase to reflect what we've been doing and what I believe we will do in the near future. So it's a challenge, but it's a positive challenge, and it's something that I'm focused on for, you know, almost all of my time at the moment, which is great.
Good. Excellent. It's nice to hear that you're keeping busy in these times, and there's certain opportunities still out there that you're able to take advantage of. And hopefully shareholders can look forward to a steady flow of news from POW. But for this morning, thank you very much, Paul, for coming on and updating us on the latest news.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.